Explode your to-be-read pile with the New Release Index, your new best friend for finding the best new books. Curated by the book nerds here at Book Riot, it will help you keep track of the upcoming books we think should be on your radar. You can filter by genre, what's trending among other subscribers, and save books to your own watch list. And you can check out the demo at bookriot.com/new-releases. That's bookriot.com/new-releases. Happy browsing!
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 327 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles that I love. Hello! I guess it doesn't really keep to a schedule, does it? Because there are so many different Fridays in a month, but it is my turn this month to do the backlist show. Hello! I've recently started reading more backlist again, although I have to say a lot of it is rereads, but I've been excited. I feel like I've just been cramming new books into my brain for so long, and I've been reading some great older stuff, which makes me very happy. Even if I already know that I love it, it still is great to read it. And what else is going on? It's a beautiful day here in Maine. I've decided that I want to try and get some kind of small animal to eat out of my hand, whether it's a bird or a chipmunk. I feel like everyone on Instagram is doing this now, and I'm super jealous. It's possibly because Kira Buxton, who wrote the Hall of Kingdom and Feral Creatures, she's been all over the place because of the release of the second book recently, and she has like crows and hummingbirds and all kinds of animals that eat out of her hand in her backyard, and I'm so jealous. So that's going to be my fall project, I think. But for now, we are going to talk about books. And before we do that, we are going to hear from our first sponsor.
Explode your to-be-read pile with the New Release Index, your new best friend for finding the best new books. Curated by the book nerds here at Book Riot, it will help you keep track of the upcoming books we think should be on your radar. You can filter by genre, what's trending among other subscribers, and save books to your own watch list. And you can check out the demo at bookriot.com/new-releases. That's bookriot.com/new-releases. Happy browsing!
Okay, so I picked a couple of titles today that are related to books that came out this week. The first, there's a book that came out on Tuesday that I am looking forward to reading called American Time Bomb, Attica, Sam Melville, and A Son's Search for Answers by Joshua Melville. Now, when this episode originally airs, it will be September 10th, and we will be smack in the middle of the 50th anniversary of the Attica prison uprising. If you're not familiar with Attica, the prison uprising started on September 9th, 1971, when nearly 1,300 prisoners took over the Attica Correctional Facility in upstate New York to protest years of mistreatment. And there is an incredible book that I read several years ago called Blood in the Water, The Attica Prison Uprising of 1971 and Its Legacy by Heather Ann Thompson. This book just blew my mind. It won the Pulitzer Prize for nonfiction. It's so incredible. And Thompson talks about causes behind the uprising, what life was like at Attica at that time in 1971. The uprising lasted until September 13th, and there was a violent police response to the uprising. They waited 4 days and then went in shooting, and when it was all over 43 people were dead, including 33 inmates and 10 prison employees, and more than 100 more people were injured. And the government suppressed evidence and accounts of what happened for decades. You know, very little was known about what happened behind those prison walls for almost half a century. You know, people didn't talk about it, people didn't know, there wasn't any information that you could go and look up. The family members of people who died didn't know what happened to their family members. And while this was happening at the beginning, the guards retaliated against the prisoners with brutality for years because of what happened, and no law enforcement official or government employee was charged or investigated. And Heather Ann Thompson, many years ago, decided she wanted to learn more about Attica, and she started researching it. And this book, I mean, it's so meticulously researched, it's incredible. And she ended up having access to unsealed files that, you know, had only been unsealed a little bit before she started writing this book.
And then even then, some of those files disappeared once someone noticed that she had taken an interest in them. You know, like full on in the name of the father, information suppression, disappearing files kind of stuff. The book was so fascinating. I still think about it all the time. It haunts me. And that is Blood in the Water, The Attica Prison Uprising of 1971 and Its Legacy by Heather Ann Thompson. Now I'm going to switch gears to something a little more cheerful. This week, The Inheritance of Orquídea Divina by Zoraida Cordova came out, and it's excellent if you like The Five Wounds, if you like Mexican Gothic. It's a really great comp. It's also just a fantastic novel that I highly recommend picking up. And this is Zoraida Cordova's first novel for adults. She's written many books for young adults, including Incendiary, which is the first in the Hollow Crown duology and is tons of fun. I love, like, palace intrigue, especially in fantasy novels for some reason. I don't know why that is, but I've really gotten into it the last couple of years. And this one is about a young woman named Renata Convida. And Renata was kidnapped as a child because she has a rare magical ability. She has the ability to steal people's memories, and it leaves them hollow. That's what they call it. And she was kidnapped by the king of Andalusia and held as his prisoner for many years. She kind of, basically, like, he raised her. And he also used Renata's powers against her own people, causing the deaths of thousands, including people in her family. And this was really hard for her. And now, as a teenager, Renata is part of a group called the Whispers. They are rebel spies working against the crown, but not many of them trust her because of what happened. You know, and because, you know, she's supposedly part of the kingdom, you know, like, is she really interested in bringing about the kingdom or is she spying for the king? So not many of them trust her because of what happened. And Renata falls in love with a boy named Dez, who is the commander of the Whispers. But when he is taken prisoner by the prince, Renata steps up to complete his top secret mission. And while trying to carry that out, she learns a secret about her past that may jeopardize everything or save them all. It is a fantastic fantasy novel about love and family and betrayal and who can you trust, if anybody. I really enjoyed it. I also really enjoyed the sequel, which I highly recommend, Illusionary. However, don't read the description because right at the very beginning of the description, it tells you something that happens in the first book and it's completely spoiled for you. So just pick up Illusionary after you've read this one, after you've read Incendiary. And I'd say get them both at the same time. Like, why wait? I hate waiting. So this one is Incendiary by Zoraida Cordova. And today for Dealer's Choice, what can I talk about? Well, this week on the show, I talked about a book that I read recently called Bloodless by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, which is like the 20th book in the Agent Pendergrass series, which I did not know anything about. I did not know that this was like a supernatural mystery adventure series dealing with like the occult and stuff. And so I just read it because someone told me to, and it was bonkers, just absolutely banana pants and everything that I wanted. Just so ridiculous that I had to respect it. And so now I am putting my Stephen King reread on hold. I think I'm up to The Long Walk. I haven't gotten very far since I started a couple of months ago, but I'm putting it on hold because I only have time for one backlist project at a time. So I am going to start the Agent Pendergrass series, which is Relic is the first book, which they made into a movie so many years ago now, which seems impossible, but it's true. And two of these books in this series were voted the best thrillers of all time by listeners of NPR, so I'm really excited to get into them. This is what I need right now. This is what my brain needs, is some stuff that doesn't really take itself too seriously. Or if it does, like, I'm not expected to take it seriously. So I'm very excited about that. So that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty and on Instagram at Franzen Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.